That shit fucking sprays.
Are you sure that's not just a grown man sitting on the toilet?
This was in the women's bathroom.
Forward on their phone, okay.
This was in the women's bathroom. I told my manager, Jeff, I said, listen, I don't care what you do, but I'm not cleaning that. Because I was like 17 and I was like, you can't make me. You can't make me.
Fire me right now.
You cannot make me. I'll go find another fucking job, bro. Epic Nuggets cooking plates full so heavy. Epic Nugget vibes rolling in the groove. Tori and
Jaden always on the move. Real talk, real jokes, they got nothing to prove. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Epic Nuggets podcast. Jaden,
Tori,
and we got some shit to talk about.
We got everything to talk about. We're here with some.
And you got a Reddit story.
Some start fresh out, right?
Juice. A story.
Oh, we're about to get Jaden upset.
Oh. Oh.
All right.
Oh no.
I'm not gonna read you the title.
Okay.
All right. Oh wait, I might have to. No, I'm not. All right, no, I'm not gonna.
I know, I feel the same way every time. Okay.
She's done it since high school. We are now 30. She uses the toilet, exits the stall, goes to the sink, and just turns the faucet on, waits a few seconds, turns it off, and leaves the bathroom. She'll sometimes even get a paper towel and throw it in the trash. Why not just wash your fucking hands at that point? Okay, so now I can tell you the title. My friend pretends to wash her hands in public restrooms. Uh-huh. When I asked her why she does this, she says she doesn't like the feeling of her hands being wet and that she can't be bothered, but she doesn't want other people in the stalls judging her for not washing her hands, so she pretends to do so.
Okay, that's not a good reason not to, though.
There's never a good reason.
Okay, well, I'm... I've done this before.
Sometimes the soap runs out and you just gotta scrub with water. I can understand. Why. But like, bro, what? No, what did you do?
I'm done.
Check yourself.
My titties out. Hold on, cut that out, okay?
I will. Cut that out, Tori.
I forgot to button it back up after I stuck my microphone down in there. I've done that before.
Why? Why would you ever do that? Were you just young and you were just like,
Yeah, I was young.
You are young.
Okay, but sometimes I have like a good reason though.
What is your reason?
Sometimes I get worried that I'm gonna have an allergic reaction to the soap.
What?
Because I've had allergic reactions to, like, soap.
To soap before?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I'm still allergic to, like, Dove soap. I cannot use it.
Really?
I'll break out in hives.
Okay.
Literally been like that since I was a little kid. And then we got Dial hand soap. Mm-hmm. And same thing. My hands kept just, like, breaking out. And they would be itching so bad.
All right. You get one pass.
So... I also try not to fucking touch, like, anything.
Yeah.
And then I'll, like, rinse, you know? Yeah, you just...
Is that really how you rinse your hands?
Yeah, sometimes.
Wow.
It's kind of gross, but if there's Germex, I'll do the Germex.
Yeah.
Every time I do Germex.
Bro, that's... I'm sorry.
And when I have Elodie with me, we wash Elodie's hands every time.
Yeah.
She's also never broken out from soap.
That's good.
And, I mean, she's a kid, and she touches fucking everything when we go into the bathroom. It's honestly disgusting, so, like, I have to. But if it's just me, you know, we're hovering above the toilet. We're pulling the toilet paper out and flushing with toilet paper.
Okay, that's smart.
I love the bendy ones because I use my foot. I just stomp that shit.
I saw a picture of one the other day. It just had a foot pedal. It was like a toilet. It had no handles or buttons on it, and it had a foot pedal.
Way more sense.
What the hell are we doing,
like,
America?
I'm not sitting on that fucking toilet unless I'm literally about to shit myself, you know?
Yeah.
It's like toilet paper for this, toilet paper for the little splatter, whatever. And then, like, I, like, flick the doorknob open, I slide through the door, and then rinse. So all I fucking touched, like probably made contact with was the door paper. In and out and the toilet paper and then my own pants and stuff. So like, I just feel I have good bathroom etiquette. Oh, I don't know. God.
I don't love it, but.
But she's going out of her way.
She just doesn't want to do it because of the way her hands feel.
Yeah, which that's kind of weird.
It's just, they're just.
But believe it or not, I don't really, really do that very often either. Now, the soap that we have in the gym, you got to fully wash every time anyways. One, because like, bro. We're, like, rolling around touching everything with our hands.
Yeah.
I was literally just talking about the other day about, like smother choking somebody.
Yeah.
Like, if somebody, like, goes to the bathroom, takes your shit, wipes, and then you come smother choke me, and I find out that you didn't wash your hands in the bathroom.
That's dirty as hell.
I'm going to punch you in the mouth. Like, I'm going to lose my shit on you.
No.
But, so, like, but also at the gym, y'all have that Mrs. Meyer soap. That stuff doesn't break me out.
Yeah.
Doesn't break me out. So, like,
it's not
a big deal. What?
That's not Mrs. Meyer soap. Somebody refilled the bottle.
What is it, though?
It's something else. I don't know what it is, but it's not Mrs. Meyer's.
What does it make my hands?
It smells artificial.
Huh.
And I know because I got all that shit at my house because Costco be selling that shit.
Oh.
What Costco, sponsor me.
It hasn't, please, for the love of God.
Listen. I plug y'all way too much.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Come on.
Yeah, that stuff doesn't break my hands out.
That's good. Bro, listen.
Dial and Dove.
Listen.
You know I'm not really on that deep soap game anyways, though.
I know.
I'm real light on the...
I got...
Putting shit on my skin.
Have you ever worked somewhere where you had to clean bathrooms?
At a place, just once.
Okay.
But it was literally one bathroom and we only had like 6 people working there. So
it was like the workers' bathroom?
Yeah. But there was only like 6 of us total. So it was pretty clean. You know, it wasn't that bad. And I cleaned house with my mom.
That can be different.
I've cleaned some nasty toilets.
I have too. Listen, so I got mixed feelings on hoverers.
Okay. Well, you gotta wipe the seat though. No, listen, done, bro.
I used to work at Bed Bath & Beyond, and it was in a shopping center, okay? The amount of times where you went in there, and there was just, like, a spray down in front.
What do you mean? Of shit? I don't hover when I shit. How do you hover in shit?
Yo, I don't know. But, like...
You have shit all over your ass when you stand up if you do that.
If you hover and your body is in a downward direction, your asshole is in an upward direction.
Yeah.
That shit fucking sprays.
Are you sure that's not just a grown man sitting on the toilet?
This was in the women's bathroom.
Forward on their phone, okay.
This was in the women's bathroom. I told my manager, Jeff, I said, listen, I don't care what you do, but I'm not cleaning that. Because I was like 17 and I was like, you can't make me.
Fire me right now.
You cannot make me. I'll go find another fucking job, bro. Whoever fucking half sat and then finally did in this toilet has some real fucking problems.
I don't understand how you can be braced and then poop.
I suppose you can push your hands against the walls.
That's...
Because it's not,
so
it's only
nasty,
like this wide.
Though. You know? Like you're touching everything that defeats the purpose, like kind
of.
Like,
people are gross. You realize they're just, a lot of them are big toddlers. They don't grow out of things.
Yeah, I know somebody who shit on the back of a toilet on purpose one time. Like put their shoes, like their feet on the toilet seat and then shit where the
just
tank.
Just on top?
Like where the tank is.
Yeah. I know if you shit in the tank, that's an upper decker.
Never heard that. Upper decker?
Yeah, hold on. Let me make sure.
Never heard that.
Hold for confirmation. An upper decker is a prank where somebody defecates in the tank of a toilet rather than in the bowl. When the toilet is flushed,
it's
the tank water,
prank.
Now contaminated, flows into the bowl, creating a mess and making it difficult to clean. This prank is generally considered to be extremely disrespectful and unhygienic.
That's not a prank.
It's not a prank. That's foul.
You're Satan. You're going to hell.
That's terrible.
That's not a prank. It's only a prank if it's funny, bro.
I don't think I would even do that to somebody I hate. I would slap them across their mouth, though. Just for fun.
Dude, I know somebody who shit, but it wasn't in the tank. It was on top of it.
It was on top of the tank.
He just shit on it. Why? And I was like, why? And they're like, because it's funny. I'm like,
that's not funny.
It's not funny.
Bro, a grown man's shit has to be like a lot.
You're wrong for that. It's massive.
There's no way. Who's cleaning that up?
I think if I found out that my child did that, I would literally drag them back to that store.
Yeah.
I would make them clean it up with no gloves.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would make them write an apology letter. And then I would make them, like, not have a weekend.
Yep. And they got to put a check in a swear jar.
Yeah. And they have to fucking... I would literally make them write an essay on, like all the diseases you can catch from human feces or something like that.
Yeah. Cause that's so just they foul.
Understand how like not funny it is. Like, and I would be like, if you don't have like a full PowerPoint.
Yeah.
Like you don't have any more weekends until this is finished. And I would make them after dinner, like the whole family is going to sit down and you're going to present it to us.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's how much like don't fuck around with me as a parent. Yeah. Like,
and then
they would be learning a lesson.
I would ask ChatGPT to give me the least funny, like comedian, like skits of all time, like 3 or 4 hours
worth. Just make them watch.
And then
it.
I'd be like, since you're not that funny.
Yeah.
And these people are barely above you, then you're going to have to watch this now.
Yeah, this is like your classes for like the next...
Yeah, because these like people are professionally funny and they're not even that funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you get to watch that now. Like, I have all your electronics and you get to watch this and you get to make a PowerPoint so you can educate yourself on why that wasn't funny because, yeah, don't fuck around with me.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, and we're going to have all your friends over to present it.
Yeah, like
we're gonna tell them what you did.
Tell the PowerPoint.
Yeah,
tell me a PowerPoint.
Good job.
I don't think I'd embarrass them in front of like other people.
Bro, I might would.
But I would definitely like our family. I would be like, because I'm like the whole family's gonna learn from this. We're gonna learn this as a family about who's trying to be good humans on this planet and you not be a complete menace to freaking society. Yeah, and then it's like a double whammy because they're having to like learn shit that they'll remember forever too. You know, it's like.
Since you don't want to shit in the toilet, you're going to go out in the yard and dig a hole every day and shit there. And if I find one pile above ground, that's another month you're grounded for each pile, dude.
Bro. Telling you, that's insane.
That's foul.
Yeah.
That's foul. No,
I definitely have had to clean toilet bowls like that, but they didn't hover. It was just like they leaned really far forward on their phone, and it does, it like sprays the whole back of the toilet.
Old people.
No, I absolutely refuse to clean an old person's bathroom.
Mom and I cleaned this old guy's apartment one time, and I swear to you, there was just.
I don't do it, dude.
It was.
I literally have like a phobia of
fecal
really old
matter,
people.
And it was just everywhere. And it wasn't like a one trip thing. It was like stuff splashed out over time. And it was like on the back of like the toilet wall, like underneath. And like it just was in all the crevice. It just was so.
There's something about like real old people.
They need to make an old people toilet. It needs to be like a recliner or something. Like make that hole bigger somehow or something.
It's like when they start to get old and like gross. You know, like.
They just revert.
Yeah, but everything's, like, large. Mm. I used to take care of this old lady. Have I ever told
you
this story?
I know you took care of her.
Yeah. So there's this old lady that, to make, like, a really, like, long backstory, like, really short, my mom, like, cleaned this lady's house for, like, years before, like, when the lady was, like, normal. And we grew up going over there and everything. And then the lady, like, slowly started to decline. And her husband was helping take care of her. But then her husband passed away. And we were, like, the next closest thing. Because she, like, my mom just knew her system. She knew her routine, like, everything like that. So my mom just slowly started taking care of her because she, like, cared about her. And then the lady fell and, like, broke her, like, her ankle or something like that. Ended up getting bedridden, then came down with, like, dementia. God. It just snowballed, like, really fast. It does.
Yeah.
Within, like, 2 years, she was, like, literally not, basically, like, not even really, like, a human anymore, honestly. It was, like, it was really, honestly, it was really sad. But also, I kind of didn't feel bad because I grew up telling my mom, literally, I was like, Mom, like, I know that you have known this lady for a long time. I know you work for her, but I'm telling you that she's, like, super fake and she's super mean. Like, I always had, like, a meter like that. Yeah. I swear I did.
Yeah, you can just gauge people sometimes.
Yeah, and when I was, like, a kid, I was like, Mom, like, she's, like, super. And the older and the more dementia she got, that mask just came right off. And she was one of the most hateful,
she's just mean.
Mean, scary old ladies. Oh, she would make me so mad. I'd be like, dude, I never wanted to slap a bedridden old woman before, but oh my gosh.
Yeah, you
she
can't was hit old people.
No, you're really not supposed to hit anybody.
Yeah,
no.
You're really not supposed to, but sometimes. Ooh,
she was so hateful.
Itch. God.
So, anyway, this is something, let me tell you something that happens to, like, old people. When you get real old, you get bedridden. Your body literally, like, changes. Like, you start to get, like, flat. I literally don't know how to explain it. Like, we have us and we're, like, spherical.
You go from, like, spaghetti to linguine.
Yes. Like, you start to, like, flatten and everything just gets open.
Oh, no.
So, this lady became bedridden and we had to, like, change her diapers, like, every 3 hours. This woman would not shit for, like 2 weeks. Like, a week.
That can't be right.
No, it's... Yeah, and you would be like, how is she, like, fitting everything in there? But it's because her body, I swear to God, is just, like, getting, like, flatter and, like, everything getting bigger, I guess. This woman would poop, bro.
Well, because you're supposed to be standing up, so everything.
But everything just, like, I swear, it just, like, gets.
It's preparing for death.
It's like a sack, and the sack just starts, like, stretching, and that's, like, I guess her intestines, and it just could fit more in there. When this lady would poop, bro.
I bet it was foul.
But it wasn't regular size poop anymore. It was, like, the size of a freaking softball.
Bro, you've got to be fucking kidding.
I'm literally not exaggerating.
Tubular?
Yes.
No.
I'll call my mom right now. We would have to, like, lay her over on her side and just open the diaper up, like, this wide, put another one, and it would literally be like pulling a water hose off the rack, but the size of a softball.
No fucking way.
And it would just keep coming.
No. 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 That's the filthiest thing I've ever heard. That's like nightmare territory.
Bro, and then the first time my mom told me when she was getting me this job, I literally told her, I was like, Mom, I can never work there because I'm not changing, like, a poopy diaper. Like, yeah. I'm not doing that. Because I had heard the stories. And I was like, Mom, I'm not doing that. Like, that one, like, I just feel disrespected that you would even ask this of me, honestly. But my mom kept telling me, she's like, if you could just get used to it, like, you'll make really good money. And you could be, like, a stay-at-home mom. You can bring Elodie here with you. Like, and you're just, like, in a house. It's, like, a full house. And you're just, like, taking care of this lady. And you can have life as normal. Mm-hmm. So she was like, you won't have to change a poopy diaper, I promise. Just come work for an hour or two, and I'll be right back, and you come get some hours in so that I can have a break. Because we were like a 24-hour service. Like, we had three of us that swapped in and out, and there was always somebody there. Yeah. So
it was just kind of like,
I live
by
there now.
Chance.
We
you
all
were
live
like,
there
by
now.
Chance that you could, like,
yeah,
there's a poop diaper.
Right.
Every 2 weeks. So it's like.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, so there's like a.
And my mom was like, I promise, like, you'll just be there for a little while. Yeah, she was lying and she knew it. She knew what would happen.
Of course.
She knew what would happen.
She was going to get you to do it.
So
she didn't have to do
it.
So I get
there.
It's a good scheme.
Oh, I call, and this is what's so bad about it. It happens, and I'm like, no, 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 no. And the lady just, I hear her over, she's like, no! And I was like, no, 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 no. And so I'm like, I like go to her son, who's like the one who's like paying us and stuff. He's like old. He can't lift her. He can't change her. He can't roll her.
Oh my God.
So I was like, hey, my mom said that, like, I wouldn't have to, like, change, like, a poop diaper. And he was like, are you working here? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, and I was like, so, like, she pooped. And he was like, you better get to that then. And I was like, I'm just standing there. And he was like, I'm going to get drunk. And he just leaves and goes to, like, this place where he always goes and, like, he didn't even get drunk. He'd have a beer or two, eat a burger. But he would go out and be out for, like, 3 or 4 hours. And I was like, I'm like freaking out.
Here,
I go to change her diaper. I'm like, bro, I'm just going to have to do this. So I'm like gloved the fuck up. And I would literally like clean, run into the bathroom and throw up into the toilet. Like full vomit, projectile vomit into the toilet. I'm pregnant also, by the way. So, like, I can smell everything.
Your whole pregnancy has many weird stories. Yeah. I just want to throw that out
I'm
there.
I'm pregnant. So, I, like, throw up in the toilet, come back, try to wipe. I'm, like, gagging. I'm, like, spraying aerosol can, like, literally, like, damn near on her asshole. And then I'm, like, going back. And then it's literally by the end of it, like her orifice was just, like, it was disgusting.
It just stays open?
Yeah, it just opened. It wouldn't go back. So, there's that.
Just fucking kill me. I'm dead serious. Dead.
Don't let me live like
serious.
This,
I mean, I've seen somebody that, you know, had a stroke and ended up in that state, and because I know what you mean about the.
But then shake. She's mean on top of it.
Will she tell you at least when she was done? She wasn't like still shitting.
No, you wouldn't know. You just have to leave her like that, like bare ass with like everything, like the covers for the bed, like the pads and stuff, and you just have to wait. And then, like, it would be, like, a while. It'd take her a while. And then, so it was, like, a whole process. It was horrible. That's if you caught her pushing in time to get her over on her side so everything just came out. If you didn't, then it just went, just like a baby, just right up the front.
That's disgusting.
It's horrible. Most horrible job I've ever freaking had, ever.
All right, well,
filthy.
None of my jobs can compare to that one.
It's filthy. I did that for like
Why?
Over a year.
Why?
Bruh, because I got paid. And I was literally like, Elodie was with me 24/7. It was just like my mom said, like I just lived in this house, you know? And then I would go home for like a week or two at a time. And I would come and like basically live there for a week. And just like, I would just have breaks to go to like, well, no, I wasn't going to jujitsu while I was pregnant. But after I had Elodie, I would go to jujitsu and stuff. But, yeah, like, I would just have mini breaks to go do, like, little stuff like that. Go lift. I was still lifting through the end of my pregnancy. And then getting paid hella to just do things that I was doing at home anyways, which is, like, cook, clean. And then, like, change diapers, read stories, give the lady puzzles. Like, it's all the shit I was doing at my house anyways. I just would do a little extra for her, but I also had to do that.
That's a lot extra. Bro, I'm out on that deal.
Yeah, I didn't have anything else to do.
That's too much.
And I had money. I had money. Yeah. 10 out of 10, do not recommend.
I do not recommend. That sounds terrible.
I got lots of experience, I'll say that.
I think that Bed Bath & Beyond poop experience
XP, was about. My XP was shooting through the roof.
Yeah,
I'll
literally.
Tell you this, when I had Elodie, I never gagged at one of her diapers.
Really?
Not one. Yeah. And she was shit all over me. I'm like, this is literally not nearly as bad as some of the things I've had to do.
We've had, like, some dogs in the past that would, like, you try to make it home in time, but every once in a while you did not. And we had one dog that had, like, some health issues, and she just rolled in it one day. I mean, rolled in it, and I got home and I was just like,
aren't you just angry?
Listen,
dude,
you should know this about me. I wasn't a dog person until I got Jameson. And we had dogs.
You were like, throw the whole dog away, dude. You like literally throw the whole dog away.
I was like, I can't fucking do this. I was crying. I was like, bro. I was like, Sean, you have to help me. Her whole kennel, and it was upstairs. I'm like, we have to give her a whole bath.
Bro, that's when you...
The whole kennel.
That's when you carry the whole kennel outside with the dog still in it, and you spray them with the water hose.
Yeah, if we were smart, we would have had a damn kennel downstairs, but it was upstairs in the bathroom, in our room, because it was next to the bathtub. You know what I mean?
I think I would have just been like, we got to carry the whole thing outside, dude. We got to carry the whole thing outside. Because we had chihuahuas,
and this was a pit bull.
Oh, it's a big dog.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm like,
oh, you couldn't have picked that up. She's too heavy.
Too heavy. She was like 55 pounds plus like the kennel.
See, we had chihuahuas, and our dogs, when we got our second dog, our first dog had been potty trained for years. Mm-hmm. When we got the second dog, she was learning to be potty trained, but she would pee in the kennel, and then we literally like watched him. He would just go pee on the spot that she peed in, and then she would pee on his pee. And the tray would be all the way full. They're both soaked in piss, shivering. Their bed is soaked in piss. And, dude, I was so mad. I literally carried the whole kennel, like, outside. Yeah, just, like,
sprayed them all down.
Bro, yeah. I literally carried the whole kennel outside, squirted them with soap, and sat there and sprayed them with the fucking water hose. I mean, I'm done with you. This is ridiculous.
Well,
they also stopped pissing in the kennel.
Some dogs.
That might be animal abuse. Is that abusive?
I hope not.
It's not like I was like waterboarding them. I was just giving them a bath. They just...
Yeah, you gave them a bath, but they were still inside like the cage because you had to spray out the cage. I mean, I know what you're saying. I know that you did it careful enough that it was like...
Of course I did.
Yeah. I know. Mm-hmm. But no, I couldn't have carried this dog outside. Listen, we did have a dog for a little while. We thought like, bro, I had this client.
And I didn't know y'all had a pit bull. That's crazy.
Yeah, we've had a couple over the years.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but we were going to get a second dog. And because a client of mine, like, he got a dog and she was so pretty. And he got her from these people and it was like super cheap. And so I was like, okay.
That's sus.
It was sus, because let me tell you what happened. People when we got just her, give she looked
beautiful dogs away.
She
for
looked kind of like a regular pit bull puppy, but then her legs just kept fucking growing. And like I don't know if you know anything about pit bulls, but they're when they're babies, short they're short and stubby. They don't they don't.
They're supposed to get wide, yeah. Not tall.
So turns out, like I didn't know this. No, dogs who run the neighborhood can have multiple daddies. Oh, like, yeah. The babies can be from all different dogs. Yeah. So, I got one that was, like, some kind of lab pit mix. Oh,
yeah, they can all come out totally different. And so, the personality was all
fucked up. This dog hated me from the beginning. I thought I was going to get a dog. Like, this is finally my dog. This is, like, going to love me. I love this little dog. Her name was Little Dog. And, yeah. No, this dog fucking hated me.
It was a big dog.
She's a little bitch.
She was ready to rumble.
She hated me. And it was like, you know, I worked. I just don't think we were home enough for her. So I ended up like giving her away pretty early, like when she was a puppy, to a family. And she lived a happy little life there where she got to be like outdoors and she had three kids to play with. But this dog, I swear to you too, it's like, she would like purposely leave the bathroom. You wouldn't leave her for an hour. I mean... You would go run to Walmart and come back, and she would have, like, pissed and just, like, rolled in it and just be, like, screaming at you. And, like, you try to take her out to give her a bath, and she'd just be trying to fucking bite you. And she was just mean, like, awful little dog, honestly. Maybe
she just had really bad anxiety.
Dude, I don't know, but I emotionally was not up to par with it. So it was a hard decision. We gave her away, and I think that was, like, the best thing for us possibly to do. But
yeah,
listen, after having French bulldogs, I'll never go back, like... Those are like your babies. They're not like dogs, you know, to me.
I want one so bad. I swear when we get a dog, I want, like, and I, once again, I was always like,
listen,
bro, I had never no interest in Frenchies, but if y'all ever see Jameson.
I know, he's so cute.
Bro.
He's so cute.
The cutest, like, little love bug. I was like, okay, no, I want one. You're right. So, which I know, like, you can get little French bulldogs that are little shitheads, too. Just like every dog. You kind of...
They all have similar personality traits. So. Yeah. There's a group on Facebook. It's like the Atlanta French Bulldog Rescue Group or something like that. later when you get ready, if you got like between like $1,000 to $2,000.
Yeah.
They will have them on there. And sometimes it will be a thing where a family abandoned them.
Oh.
Because they have to have like the little like nose opening surgery or like something happened, you know what I mean? Where like they're like, oh, we suddenly can't have this dog. And they won't, a lot of times they will not be that old. Me and Sean saw one for $1,200 like a month ago. And it was one of the cute like little black ones with like the little brown like Rottweiler eyebrows. And Sean was like, if we didn't have Chloe right now, I would be going to get this dog. But Chloe's too old. She can't take any additional stress. Who got her waddling around with her little diapers and
diapers, shit. Bro, she started, listen,
she started doing this thing in this last week. And I'm like, quit. Like, she started jumping off. Like, she can go down the stairs, but she'll get to the second, to the bottom step, and she will just fucking jump.
Why? She's going to break her arms.
I don't
know. She's so fragile already.
And then, like, her little hips already kind of, like, are... And so her little legs, her back legs will go out, and she'll just, like, essentially do, like, a full, like, swing around.
Do you think she thinks it's fun?
Maybe. She gets excited. But I've been going down the stairs, and I'm trying to, like, hurry up and grab her neck so that she, like, I'm like, you gotta walk down the stairs. Because I'm like, she's gonna... I swear to God, anything goes wrong with a dog, it's like $800.
Oh, yeah.
So
minimum.
Like, don't break
your hip. If she breaks
your
bone, then...
They're already not good. Don't break them.
Well, she's so old, too. I think if she were to actually break a full, like a hip...
That
like her,
might be the
her
end.
Her pelvis, you might just have to...
Yeah.
I don't know if she'd ever come back.
Although,
for
listen,
it. She'd just be in a lot of pain.
You ever see them dogs with, like,
the
little
wheelchairs?
I think she could do it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because the way she skids around corners and shit, them little back legs go out.
It's
I'm
hilarious.
Like... She's been doing
she
that forever.
She might be more comfortable with that anyways now.
Because she has them gimpy-ass, like, the one leg because she got ran over.
That's
you know,
right.
Not with us, with her past owner.
That's right.
She was like, she loves to be outside. She never gets cold. That dog gets cold so quick. That lady was full of shit. Anyway, but
on that note,
we gotta roll out of here.
Yep, we're bouncing out.
All right, you can find us on the internet at Epic Nuggets Podcast, pretty much on everything. Definitely subscribe to our YouTube. If you are listening via audio and you've never watched any of our videos,
you need to do that.
You really should do that, or at least like subscribe to us on social media, because
yeah, pretty funny.
We are all swearing and facial expressions. So
yep.
If you're missing out on that, you're missing out. You're missing out.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, you can find me. I'm Too Honest Tori on everything. That's T-O-O, Too Honest Tori, in case you can't spell.
That's right.
And,
this is,
and you can find Jaden.
And Jaden Scrappy, once again, on everything, all the socials. Got you. And that's it. YouTube, right. Apple Podcasts, go find us. Follow us. Interact with us.
Yeah.
We gone.
Comment on our stuff.
Gone.
Tell us what you think, or what you don't think, or what you want to think,
or what you think we should think,
or what you think we think, but we don't know that we think.
Right.
All right. Bye.
All right. Too honest, Tori, rock truth, bomb steady, scrappy thing and joke slice like machete. Truth and laughs more tasty than you're ready. Epic nuggets cooking plates full, so heavy.